You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
back. Here comes the white tall doofus now. Yeah. Right on time. Hola. 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 Now our theme song just saved you, Kurt. You just walked in.
Here's what happened. I was here actually in time to be right here, but I wanted to time it to miss. Hold up.
No, you didn't miss it.
Ah, you piece of shit.
Ah, you white bastard.
I was sitting in the bathroom taking extra shakes to kill time until hold up.
Hola, hola, hola. Well, welcome to the show, dum-dum.
Yeah, I just got back from L.A. I had to do my we'd do blocking for my pilot.
Oh,
I had some things I had to do. Yeah, everyone was notified well ahead of time by very professional me.
Nobody knew.
Really? Fatigated. You and John, I texted you. It doesn't matter.
I ignore your tweets, your texts.
Nobody gives a shit.
As soon as I see it's from you, I go like this, no.
By the way, dude, I just did Ari's storytelling show.
Oh, yeah, how was it?
It's like the best show. That's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, it's the second season?
Yeah, the lineup I was on with,
yeah,
it was like...
I mean, guess there's a lot of white people?
Here's nobody's first.
Okay. Who was on it?
There's some Jews.
Just a bunch of crackers. Oh, nobody want to hear a bunch of white fucking supremacy fucking meetings?
Oh, my God, and Ari wore a
Jew
corduroy.
Supremacy meetings?
Dude, Ari wore a fucking denim suit with a cow skull bolo tie.
You know why? Because Ari's out there in L.A. fucking girls he don't deserve to fuck.
But that's what it is.
And it's affected him his whole life.
Listen, because Ari always dressed like a colorful... Ari Shaffir, who's been on before, people know if they're listening.
Yeah, a friend of the show.
Yeah, Ari has always dressed like a colorful, like, clown man. Like, always like a bright-colored hoodie and bright sneakers and shit.
Right.
Like, he'd tell me he was depressed, and I'd be like, well, how could you be sad with so many bright pairs of sneakers in your house?
Because he got all this gear from Nickelodeon.
But that's how he get a lot of L.A. puss. Like, a lot of age 28, thereabouts.
Plus,
he's like
that he don't deserve.
Right. So the older he gets, here's what happens. The older you get, the more fucking Doctor Who wacky he has to dress to attract these young female companions to his phone booth.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So that's what it is. Yes. But it don't matter what crazy outfits he wears. He reads Yeshiva student no matter what. He looks like you are never, Ari, going to dress your way out of your Jewiness.
Never.
Just so you know.
Never.
But his show is awesome, dude.
Until they start making sweaters for noses, nigga. Everybody's going to know.
We should knit him a nose sweater.
He needs a Cosby nose sweater.
I will
sweater.
Knit my eyebrows into a nose sweater for Ari Shaffir. That's a promise. Well, so fucking Ari, the show was great, dude. Here's the nobody's first.
All right.
It was Mike Lawrence.
Okay.
You know, who you may remember from Caitlin looking up to at the Naked Show.
Speaking of which, the next Naked Show is this Friday. Tickets are available now.
Oh, I thought you were going to say,
Caitlin.
I thought you were going to say, speaking of which, I put some fucking clothes on finally. It was
my
vest.
Last show.
And
it's the last Naked Show?
It's the last Naked Show that I'm doing.
Whoa.
Oh, somebody's growing up.
Yeah, now, Allison is taking it over, and then we have
a
show.
Is she
going to
be a mom? Allison?
What do you mean? Is she going to be a mom?
What was that about?
No, this is a long... I don't... she thinks it's hilarious that people think
because she said, I'm going to be a mommy.
I mean, probably eventually, but not imminently.
But
does she just have like a stomach parasite? What happened?
I don't...
Nothing
happened. It's just a prank that she's pulling mostly with herself on
Facebook. Here's the lineup, right? On the episode, it was Mike Lawrence, Annie Letterman, right? Then
who?
Annie Letterman.
Okay.
Okay, then Henry Rollins went on after her.
Okay, Henry Rollins, yeah, the rock and roller.
Yeah, okay. Well, he was great. His story was fucking awesome.
I'm sure.
Then Jim Brewer. And fucking Brewer, so goddamn, he's going to do the show.
Okay.
I hope. I was trying to get him for tonight, but I couldn't get...
He follows us on Twitter and whatnot.
Does he?
Yeah, he follows Race Wars and
best.
All that.
He told me a story about hanging out with Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
Oh,
with douchebag Lars.
After Lars got burnt up with the pyrotechnics.
Did that happen?
It's very important for the story.
It's in the 90s, so is that
okay, so it's right around the time.
Dude, I was crying. I was like, is that what you're going to tell? And no, he had just another story about that was awesome that I don't want to spoil it. And then after him was Ron White.
Oh, yeah, Ron.
Fucking
White.
Ron. Sure. Who, by the way, that guy's the best. If you ever are backstage, like at a festival, Ron White, like that's how I would bump into him.
I was backstage at a tough crowd with
dude,
him.
That guy's never not cool to hang out with.
He's the best.
Before a show or
he's
after
a good
show.
Dude. He's just a sort of the earth.
Fucking awesome, dude.
Sort of the earth.
Yeah. And then they put me on fucking last. So I had to go on after fucking Rollins.
So you are Brewer. The black dude. You were the black dude on the show.
Yeah. So that's what I was getting at. To answer your question. It was me.
They treat you like the nigga.
I fucking destroyed that dude. But
I'm sure
crowd,
you did.
But his crowd was awesome. It was like the crowd. Normally that would be a curse being on last like that. But the crowd was fucking great. It was at Cheetah's Strip Club.
Cheetah's.
And Jeff Tomsick, who directed my hours, the director of Ari's show.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, what's January. He's going to try in January.
Cheetah's?
The strip club in, I don't know.
In LA.
Sunset or something.
I'm trying to think where it is. I'm sure I'd left DNA in it.
Really?
I'm sure.
Where haven't you come?
We got a title.
Where hasn't Sherrod come, or just a general question?
Just
to anything. People?
Let's put it out there to anybody.
Yeah, so we got, we have some people calling in later, right?
Yes, we got Joe Numbus, who's he's a retired referee, wrestling referee, who's a big fan of the show. He has the show Wrestling Soup, and there's a podcast. Big show. They love us. They always show us love every week. So I said, you know what? We got to get Joe on.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
And he's a, you know, we're going to have Joe on, and we're going to be talking about racism in a WWF.
Isn't it eerie and quiet?
Yeah.
It's a lot of it.
It's a lot of it.
Isn't it
it's
so,
based on it.
Isn't it so eerie and quiet with, you know, without, like, three guests that you booked together?
Yes.
I was like, why is it so still in here?
Yes. We usually got it packed in here with a whole bunch of B-listers.
Yeah, I like having a little less. God damn. So I got to breathe on the show for 5 seconds.
This is better, that we can actually talk and get back to the basics.
I don't even need this helmet for this show. Karen's fuck helmet.
You might need it. You see it?
By the way, I got a contest idea for this show.
All right, what is it?
That this girl, Sarah, from Montreal, she makes, like, dick art. And what I mean by that is she dresses people's dicks up in little jackets and hats and shit.
Okay, that already answers my question. Is she white or black?
The answer
is... white. That's a white job.
The answer is neither.
What is she? Asian? That would blow my mind.
No, she's Persian.
All right, she's a salmon.
She's cute, dude. She's a cute Persian.
I'm sure she is. If the guys are letting her dress their dicks up in costumes.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely an
element. You're a cute girl.
Listen, there's definitely an element of you're like, I want to show this girl my dick. Like,
yeah.
But
if
anyway.
a fat, ugly girl was like, you ever had your dick in a tuxedo?
Well,
you would
this
walk
is
the other
why
way.
I bring her up, because she was in the Village Voice recently. There's some article about her fucking dick. Display because she texted me. I met her.
It made it to a paper.
I met her like years ago, opening up for Jezelneck somewhere in Canada. And she was like out back when we were trying to get high. She was like back there. And then she texted me. She wanted me to give some dick art to Amy.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to send pictures of cocks to Amy right now.
That's
like,
Amy's job to send to you.
Like, just so you understand, people really. There's a lot of people trying to go through me to get some shit to her.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, just so you understand where it's at, I ain't the guy that's whispering in her ear. Like, if I come to her with something, I mean, just if I show up, I'm like the fucking wacky uncle. Like, no, I'm not coming up to her with anything for you. It's not going to help you.
You're the Gary Busey of that show.
Yeah, you want to talk to the producer, Dan Powell. He's the guy that has, like...
A
right
family.
Amy, we have a charity called and wants to, like, that's the right voice to present it. That me barreling in the room late with my eyes bulging talking about your dick art is not going to help your dick art.
It's not going to help it out.
At all, yeah.
It's not going
to
push
it. Amy, I got to talk to you. What is it, Kurt?
What do you think about...
Yeah, so I'm not in that position.
Artie dicks.
And, look, here's another thing. You can stop sending me your goddamn... sketch ideas that are not even a fucking idea.
Where are they sending this stuff
that,
to you on
that
Facebook?
People bequeath me like, you know, I thought maybe I'd do comedy, but I'm not. Never thought I'd have to pull this out. But this sketch idea is yours now. Like, I just got the most... And it's a thing of, like, two sentences that go nowhere. It's unbelievable how
you
much...
You know what? Sketch ideas, when people send you, like, ideas like that on the internet or on Facebook, it's kind of like when people send you those prayers, like, if you don't send it now, your life's going to be miserable. It's like, you got to help them. It's the same bullying
just
technique.
Just listen, I can't help you, any of you. I don't know, like, I had to chase down my SiriusXM bullshit money. That's how desperate of a straight I'm in.
Because they really think that you're connected, like you're in.
So, yeah, and I forgot when I was new and I got here how fucking dumb I was that I thought like that.
Yeah.
About, like, the lamest shit, because as anybody I saw on TV, I assumed was, like, doing quite well all the time. Because I saw them on TV one time.
Yeah, you didn't know the difference.
In the 90s, I saw them.
You didn't know the difference between the neighbor on Growing Pains and Denzel Washington.
Dude, if you saw how starstruck I got by Colin Quinn when I first met Colin Quinn, you'd slap the shit out of me. And Colin would tape it and encourage you.
You deserve to. Colin's a treasure.
Well, that's how I felt. But when I bring up how much I was starstruck to see Colin Quinn.
I met him at, like, 11 years old, so.
No, I love that fucking
I
Lion.
I just hit him up
Joe,
for money.
It was when I thought Lion and Joe Blow were on SNL. Remember Lion. Joe Blow, where he was like the guy that would, he was just an average Joe talking about his son? He does that so well, like average suburban or like Long Island dad jerk off talk. Like people who would be in line to buy lotto tickets ahead of you. How they talk, he's that towny fucking
because
dumb
it's
dumb.
In his blood. It's in his blood.
Dude, he's great
it's
at
so
it.
It's so in his fucking blood.
That's why he had him in that sketch in the elevator with Amy with like, it's small talk hell. And he just keeps bringing up, like, oh, buildings. I build them taller every year. Like, he just was like, just gibberish that he would say to her. I mean, he started talking about how he does karaoke. One of the cutscenes. Oh, like, do man. You do karaoke? He's like, I do. You know, hey, now you're an all-star. Yeah, the crowd goes wild. Like what he does on Twitter. That's what he did in an elevator. In an elevator at Amy.
Colin's the best.
Yeah, anyway, I don't even remember why I brought that up. Oh, so the dick art. So,
you and his dick art. What's the girl's name? Can we at least pull the girls up so I can see if it's worthy of me even considering her dick art?
Let me just tell
art.
You what my idea is, okay? So, anyway, me and Karen's anniversary is coming up.
Don't get her that for your fucking anniversary.
Oh, yeah, well, that's too late. That's how I know. That's why I brought this up with Sarah, because I having her send Karen a special edition of my dick.
I hope that's not the only thing you're getting Karen for this anniversary. Kurt.
Close to? Why?
Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, we're going to go to Minetta's or something nice. But wait, listen.
But more preparation went into this.
So if we had a contest, a listener contest, right, where somebody could, but we have to figure out what the contest is and how it works.
Okay.
Where what they can win, and she's only doing couples, like if you're some lonely dude, she don't want your dick. It's okay. Only for people, like, it's like a couples thing, specifically, because it's too weird.
So, wait. So we some other woman get to see this fucking Persian girl play with their man's dick and put a little vest on it.
And that's a contest.
Vest and hats.
And then you get a free...
How is that girl not getting stabbed?
You get free dick art. Don't tell me there's not a listener out there who's fucking into that weird shit.
I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. That's the contest. You win... Like you were getting wedding photos, but instead of that,
it's
your dick dressed up. I don't know what.
Now does she put it in different situations? Like he's a construction worker, and you see the balls drilling.
I think so, and it's but it's look, it's like a fucking. It was you gotta look it up in the Village Voice. It's like some exhibit they just had.
Can she have like he walked the tightrope between the World Trade Center and have a dick on the line?
Yes, that's what
like
I'm
that
telling
movie
you.
Coming out is lay your dick on some. Dick.
I mean, think of that like if you were getting married and you just had that over your mantle. That a gift of love that you won on Race Wars. I'm telling you, I know
I like,
those people.
I like it. I like it.
Somebody wants to win that. I know.
Let's see. Let's have people call in right now. 866-969-1969.
We don't know what the contest is.
If
but
you're
just
a guy,
express interest
or
if
girl
you have interest.
In a relationship and you want to get some dick art.
Well,
for
because
you.
I'll tell you why there needs to be a you need to have a woman involved.
Because it's gonna be rape if no woman's there.
No, because she the pictures it's fluffing is important for the to get the best results.
This is porn. This is porn with,
yes,
with
for
dog
you and your
clothes.
Family.
With doll clothes for your penis.
Yeah, what did you think it was art? Well, let me tell you something. It has a gallery display like it's fucking art, so you'd be the judge of where the line is.
You remember the dudes, I think they still perform it now. They used to, they had the dick puppetry.
Yeah, I remember those guys.
Only see shit like that with dick clothes and dick puppetry. That's only white people can do shit like that and not get arrested and actually have a display and an exhibition somewhere.
It's funny you say that, too, because you just solved the mystery. I'm like, why are there no... Well, how come no young black men are penis puppetry artists?
Because they get locked the fuck up.
You think that they would be the most...
Yeah, look at this fucking foolishness. This right. Look like a sad...
Is that it?
Yes, this is one of them.
What is it?
This is like a dick with a scully on and a fucking shirt, like a lumberjack shirt.
No,
yes.
See.
And he's defeated, though. Like, he's walking home.
Dude, I had no idea how great this was.
Niggas.
You can win a contest for this. Look at it.
I think Kurt just found what he's going to put above his fucking coffee table.
Listen, my girlfriend's getting that for her anniversary, so guess what? I'm proud to call it my gift.
Perfect.
I didn't think she would use the helmet so creatively.
It's really good.
To make it look...
That's Scully. What do you find
you
a Scully
know,
that
I always
small?
Imagine the dick face on the other side. That's interesting.
Oh, on the top side.
But show her the hoodie one, because the hoodie's where it really... That's good use of the fucking...
Yeah, show me the one
cockhead.
If that cock was in a black neighborhood, we're going to have shot in a hoodie.
Oh, maybe
the Trayvon of cocks.
Maybe get some other black dicks around it, like surrounding the white cock.
You want to turn this into a whole a full-length film?
No, it's just a contest. I'm just thinking of prizes for a contest, dude. Because I'm always thinking of ways to make the show better.
Hey, if somebody wants it. We got somebody calling in, actually, from Canada.
Mark. Yeah, what's up, Mark?
Let's see what he's talking. I ain't put him on yet. Marky Mark?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
What's the deal? This dick art stuff. So, me and my woman go to Montreal and have some girl play with my dick?
I mean, if you're going to say it like that.
Is that what you're advertising?
Yes, exactly.
But by play with, you see, play with, people think you mean jerk off. She literally is playing. No, she might have your wife dress it up. I don't think she does it herself. She just does the scene. Your wife will be manipulating your dong, sir.
So she don't put the clothes on? Yeah,
I thought I got to go to Montreal and you know, have my wife there and this...
Well, hey, buddy, that depends on how good you are talking, I guess.
I thought, too, that she put the clothes on your penis. Not like your wife got to do all the work. Then your wife will fucking...
Just say this. Says, hey, honey, we got to go to Montreal, and I need you to... I'm going to lay on a table. I need you to dress my penis for this girl to take pictures of.
I wonder if anybody ever He's down. Mark's in.
Okay.
I'm down. Put
well,
me down.
All right. We're just exploring to see if it's worth making this a prize because I was like, what could be a good radio prize?
Is this a Michael Jackson one?
No, I think it's supposed to be a Jew.
That's a Jew with the curly curl?
Of course she's Persian and makes the Jew like that, huh?
That Jew looked real greedy. What a dirty Persian joke.
Nice.
All right. Thanks, all right, Mark. Well, appreciate it, bro. Man.
Cheers.
So Mark's in. So that's one person who already do it.
Hold on, where's John?
Let me see. Here's somebody who said black dicks matter. Ryan in Denver. Ryan, what's up, man?
I was just giving you a hashtag for the title of that series, Black Dicks Matter, man.
Black Dicks Matter. I like that. And you put it in all caps, real, like you're shouting it.
Yeah. Some asshole will say all dicks matter, but for this series, black dicks matter.
Black dicks matter. All right, thanks, man. Yeah. So would you get your penis dressed up?
I've heard this before, that they matter. Of course they matter, sir.
They matter the most. No,
yeah,
they matter the most.
That they matter more than actual black people do.
Yes. I tell you. If I had the life my dick had,
Ever since Mike Yard came in and we were talking about Jared from Subway,
right?
When I say he's gonna get, you know, he's getting fucked in prison, and then two of you were like, he's getting black dick in prison, and kicked it up a notch of spite. I've been doing a joke about that ever since then, dude.
That's hilarious.
That made me laugh so hard that people are that afraid of black dick that it's administered as a punishment, like unofficially. Like that, we all know that's the end of the line of the justice system. Like, when they don't know what else to do with you. It's black dick's problem now. I hope this straightens out. I don't know what else to do.
Not black dick.
White dick is too good for him. You're not getting a reasonable white dick.
So you said that short shank rape was just a, you know, this was a date.
He even got a privileged rape.
Yes. His life was too good.
Well, you know, they always have to make it in the...
Morgan Freeman should have been fucking him in his ass in Shawshank.
Dude,
to really give him his punishment.
I don't know what the guy's name is. I was watching one of those, like, you know, creepy evil kin or one of those fucking life horror things on ID.
Right.
And it was in the 20s. And this guy, first he kidnapped his nephew and, like, raped him and made him, like, a slave. And he was a young guy.
Nephew?
He was 19. His nephew went to live with him. And then he made him into his twisted, like, Igor. And then he would kidnap boys and, like, rape them for days and kill them when he was done with them.
Okay, another question real fast.
Prescott.
Was it a white dude?
No, yeah. And white,
of course it
dude,
was.
But listen, he was so white, he looked like the guy on the new series Gotham who's going to be the Joker. He looked like him, the real guy.
Oh, that's the dude from Shameless. He's on the actor from Shameless.
His name's something Prescott, okay? And but anyway, they're the reason him and his mom helped him with the murders to protect your boy. The, where we get like, don't talk to strangers. They are the reason we got that set. Like before them, everybody just talked to strangers. that's what I said at the end.
So howdy, that, stranger. Remember that was the saying.
Yeah. Stranger danger is because this guy, something Prescott
right.
in the '20s that kidnapped boys and he got so bold, he was kidnapping them two at a time eventually. Like by
he's
the
in here fucking cocktail waitresses two at a time.
Yeah.
But he was doing it with boys.
Yeah. Two excellent. Boys at a time. A band of boys, as they say.
A band of boys.
Like a dozen eggs.
And that was back, like, that was, you like, the little boys looked like they were newsies.
They all, and yes, they all look like newsies. That made it even more heartbreaking. Because you see their little pictures, like, oh man, they're going to make it out of the.
Extra, extra, me rape tomorrow.
Dude, it was so upsetting. And then, you know, they got
and
the
dressing up in their clothes? When
well, they got the reenactment. They always have the actors, like, reenacting them.
Was he dressing up their little boy cocks in outfits?
Well, I think it was back then you had to dress your cock in a little vest and
if
shit.
You see a little newsie.
Right? You, yeah. didn't have, you didn't go out without a hat. You didn't go out without a cock vest.
If you see a dick dressed up as a newsie, you can't help but to go, aw.
I go, yeah.
Aw,
talk about
fella.
Extra, extra, try right? Huh? Oh, little fella. Hey, kid. How much... I've never seen a little dick dress as a newsie, but I'd like to.
But that was the reason why we have the Don't Talk to Strangers because of this Prescott dude. And yeah. What state was this?
It was the kid he kidnapped was from Canada, so it was like
that's a push, right? They don't count.
It was like
Canada.
Iowa. I want to say Iowa. I don't know. Somebody call in that knows about it. But it was like some
shit.
We got
a bunch of calls in.
Well, oh, it lit right up when we talked about boys being kidnapped.
Oh, it lit up. Okay, oh, my God. Hand job.
We are getting that trucker listenership we wanted.
Somebody asking if they can get the permission to drop the N-bomb in their lifetime. Ah, these people.
In their lifetime?
Yeah. I guess on the way out, listen, you can.
Yeah, you don't need...
right before the fucking flatline.
Sure, my dying words will be nigger.
I'm in close.
Sherrod, I want you to stand by my bedside when I die.
That's what
Sherrod, come in.
That's what Noam, the owner of the Comedy Cellar, said when his father, Manny, died. He said he wanted to talk to him about me. He said, come in close. He's like, don't trust that nigga. And the flat That's so great. Don't trust that nigga.
I want to put a sketch in. Well, they will never take it on Schumer, but somebody like
save it for our shit.
Yeah, well, somebody building a time machine so they can go back in time and say that's nigger.
Yeah, like, their whole get reason. Angry with somebody in present day and go like this. What? 1 second. Beep, 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 beep. Nigga! Come back.
In fact, I'm going to kill Hitler so I can say nigger. Oh, we like to throw out ideas. All right.
You're out of control.
We got people. I don't know when this guy's calling. I heard
he's
a rumor.
We got him. We got a.
Really?
Somebody is the Pope calling?
You talk about Benedict because
yeah,
I don't
Benedict.
Know that this is real.
I mean, it says.
All right. Answer the phone, but we'll see.
I know it's rumor.
Supposedly, this is former Pope Benedict.
He's got a lot of free time now. I hope it is. I hope it's really. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. We don't like having our time wasted with silly impressions.
Pope Benedict?
Greetings, race.
Well, it sounds like Pope Benedict.
It's him. Greetings, sir.
What do we call you? Your ex-holiness or something?
My official name is Pontifex Emeritus Benedictus.
John, you need some headphones.
But all the guys in the office just call me Benny.
Johnny, can you find...
Well, Benny, it's an honor to talk to you, sir. Why would you call our show Race Wars?
Why am I calling?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes.
I heard you were talking about boy fucking.
Well, how did you? You know, Pope Francis was just here. The one that I know you left, right? And then he's like the new guy,
right?
What and why? And you, well, why did you? Well, what do you think of Pope Francis first? Let's ask him that.
Okay.
You asked me about young Francis.
Yeah, young Francis.
He was an apprentice of mine. Long before he took the throne of St. Peter, he called me master.
Whoa! Okay,
wow,
shit.
No shit.
Unfortunately, he stopped his training long before he learned the true power of Christ.
This is real dark, but...
Yeah, well, he's just talking about the power of Christ. It's just coming out of him. He just had that dark look. you know?
Together, we were supposed to rule. Now, as you see, that empanada sucking weakling tangos across the galaxy.
Come on, empanada fucking weakling.
Wow.
Poor and fat Protestant civil servants in Appalachia.
So right, I guess there's beef between them, huh?
Is you it? Talking about Kiv Davis?
He's sick. When I was Pope, I would just shoot them with lightning for my fingertips.
Whoa. I mean, this guy.
Midichlorian count was off the chart.
Wait, what are midichlorians, by the way?
Young boys.
You say he had a lot of midichlorians?
Whoa. Do you have
fun
any...
fact.
Yeah? Did you...
I would have preferred another apprentice of mine, Darth Maul, to succeed me.
So what?
Everyone was nerding out about his double-headed scepter.
I like how you pronounce scepter. Hey, scepter! Well, what do you... Wow. Why? First of all, why did you leave...
Yeah, Pope Benedict, why did you leave in the first place?
You quit kind of quickly. You're like the Jimmy Carter of popes, almost.
Yeah.
Kurt and Sharaj, you must understand that poping is a young man's game.
True. No, that's real. Poping ain't easy.
Yeah, that's what I've heard that saying before.
There's better work for me to do behind the scenes.
That's where the real power lies,
Let
huh?
Let that doughy South American be the public face of the church.
Wow.
So that's the only reason? It wasn't like a boy thing? I thought that, this is what I read on the internet, is that what? They were like, you know, it was like a conspiracy thing. Like, he thought he might have to, like, reveal shit about the church covering up those molestations.
Oh, pain.
Because he was the guy, supposedly, like, they say you were the guy that shipped all the priests around, dude. I mean, is that true? Like, I mean, is there anything you want to address with that or no?
Well, clearly, anyone who is Pope has to do a little cleaning up in that department.
Yeah.
I was particularly suited for the job.
Why?
As you said, boys are measured by bands. That is the unit of boys and has been since the 3rd century A.D.
Well,
with God, deliver a brand of boys to the papal curia forthwith.
Oh, what would you do now with your time?
Oh, just doddering old man shit.
Wait, what?
Feeding squirrels at the park.
Ah, yeah. A shell of yourself.
My prostate.
Ah, yeah,
the rebuilding the Death Star.
What?
I mean, tending to the rhododendron in the Vatican Garden.
Okay. I think you got some plans for the universe.
I'm also taking on a new apprentice.
What's that?
Darth Flavius.
Darth Flavius?
Who's that?
He will be the next pope, if everything goes according to plan.
Wait, he sounds like he might be African. Is he an African fellow?
Yeah. What about Black Pope? What about Sherrod as the pope?
He looks too much like Mace Windu.
Can't argue that.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for calling us, former Pope Benedict. What an honor. We get the...
Is Gavin McInnes there?
No, we're not.
No, he's not there.
He's a convert to the Catholic Church.
Gavin is a convict to the Catholic Church.
He's a convert? Convert.
He used to be an atheist, and now he's Catholic.
Rare that we get white, middle-class Westerners to fall for our bullshit.
It's very true.
Well, he is Canadian.
Usually
they're not too bright.
We have to go into the jungle and trick people using table magic.
Well, listen, thank you, Pope Benedict. It was a huge honor that you called in, and I hope everything's going well for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he's...
You both burn in hell.
Oh, assalamu alaikum to you too, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Good night.
He's a sweet guy, huh? Can't even hear the German in him.
That's what German sounds like.
Yeah, it does.
Like Palpatine accent.
It's awful.
It's a very deliberate language.
Yeah. I had sex with a nice German girl.
Which one? Is it the one you used to hang out at the cellar that asked me if I like Jews?
Who, the black German girl?
No, it was a blonde German. This was years ago. She's hanging out at the cellar. And I was going in to hang out when I was new.
Right.
She was kind of hot. But I remember her, like, so she just she was like really forward, like she was like kind of clinging to my arm almost.
Really?
Like, yeah. So now I'm like, I want to hang out, but then maybe I'll bang this German girl, right? And then we sat. I set the table. She just sits right next to me at the comedy table. Like no one was there. This is when Manny was alive. How long
ago? Lord.
And I'm like, so I'm like, I'm talking to her, but I'm like, can I move this bitch? We're gonna get in trouble sitting at the table.
Right.
Like I'm already not supposed to be at the table, right?
Yes.
So we're sitting there talking, and then while she's talking, she's leaning in really close, and then she goes, "What do you think of Jews?" I swear to God. Oh my God! What do you want to talk? Think
yeah,
about
you was whatever she said because you wanted to get laid. So
God damn right.
You was and like, then, "Fuck him!" If you say "fuck him,"
and
"hug him!" If you say "hug him."
So right as she's talking about that, then Manny suddenly standing there with a little dog. He goes, "Hi, who is?" And I go, "Oh, hey, Manny!" I just got up and like without her, without her, I got up. And right after on Jews and Manny, I was up, and then he goes, "Is she with you?" And I'm like, I didn't know how to answer. She goes, "Yes, we are together."
She said that?
Yeah, she jumped up next to me. I'm like, "Bitch, get away from me. It's the table."
Yeah, it was definitely not that girl who I banged.
Oh, you would have banged that right out of her or into her.
Right
maybe.
Out of her. Right out of her.
Out or in?
I had a nice one. The first German girl I banged, she was just visiting the city, and she had like a little dumb hotel room in like Midtown.
Yeah.
Like
on
the West Side?
That's what they do, yeah.
Like one of those dumb hostel type of fucking.
Yes.
We banged all. It was night to day that we was banging.
You know what was a good place if you got at, like, especially as they come through Stan, New York? If mm-hmm. like these girls would come and go visit the sex museum.
Oh, yeah.
And then some of them go to shows. And they like, that's a common thing that had popped up over the years. And then you go bang into one of those places.
One of those places.
Like a hostel. You know what we should be like?
It's another one on 22nd Street, too, the hostel place at a.
We should call this
Gotham was
like Guys We Fucked podcast, right?
With Germans like, we fucked? Or just...
No, we just talk about girls we fucked, but then we have the title, so it sounds like, you know, finally, girls talking about guys they fucked. But that's just us.
I want to give the full of first and last name of all the girls and addresses.
Because, you know what, I also want Nick DiPaolo to come on and do like a diversity report, right? Mm-hmm. And it's always that we couldn't get whatever minority it was we wanted, so we just had to get Nick DiPaolo to say their view.
I like
Nick
it.
Is our diversity reporter.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, well, that's better to make an
actual
show.
Well, let me have Jordan's in the house. Jordan, get over here.
Who?
He joined my Jordan Rock. My cousin Jordan's here.
Now, explain.
Kyle's here, my boy Kyle.
Explain to the audience.
He's an actor. Jordan's a comedian.
Jordan is.
Jordan, he's a comedian.
So they give a shit.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's
there
up?
Hey, Jordan. So, all right, so remember the first, now people who listen, like the first episode, it was going to be Colin Quinn and Chris Rock, right?
Right.
And we didn't get Chris.
Right.
We were trying to reschedule him.
Right.
But, so instead we have his brother, Jordan, that you'd never heard of. So,
that's right.
Enjoy it, everyone.
I'm here, everybody. I'm here.
It's Chris Rock's much, much younger brother.
Making a debut.
He's making his debut.
Guys, what's up, Jordy?
How just cool, you? Man. How you been?
I'm all right. How old are you now, man?
I'm 24.
All right. So how old were you when I met you?
It's like 18.
Oh, wow. You were like coming in young.
He started young,
yeah, man.
That's the way to fucking do it, man.
He's got a show at Caroline's coming up, and he want to talk about it. He want to, you know, give out the date and whatnot.
Oh.
Yeah, that was one.
Well, let's
that was...
see how well he does on the show.
Whoa.
For it.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, Kurt. Whoa.
When are you at Caroline's?
Yeah, I'm there on the 14th headlining.
Oh, cool. I was just there headlining, so that's fair.
What a same.
You guys are about even.
What a same.
Yeah, what a same. That's fine. Anyway, so do you want to have Caitlin read news and we'll just laugh at news?
Or well, we do you want to do the news? We can do the news. Yeah, we can send stories I'm going to touch on.
Calling in from WWF, right?
I want to touch on this religion story that Andrew brought through, too.
What's
story?
That?
Andrew, you know the story? It's...
I mean, Caitlin can read it, but yeah, today was supposed to be the end of the world, according to E-Bible Fellowship.
Okay, wait. So, Caitlin, read the story. Yeah, in your story. News.
And that's kind of the end of the story.
That's the whole story?
Yeah. The E-Bible thought the world was going to end on the 21st of May in 2011, then they were wrong, and they changed the date till today, and they were wrong again, end of new story.
Whoa. They're not wrong yet, because today's still going on.
Okay.
But who is the E-Bible, first of all? This is what I want to know from you. I don't know what that
online
is.
Online Christian group.
Yeah, they're an online affiliation, and they're headquartered in Philadelphia.
They're the new Jehovah Witnesses, if you ask me.
And they predict the end of the world using the Bible. That's their
sounds pretty
thing.
Legit.
Well,
sounds all legit.
Been,
right? Yeah. Sounds like they got their facts.
But what was their prediction based on? Do you have any like details of like,
Bible math? No, I didn't know. I have no idea.
Does anybody know
Lord.
Anything about
it? It's based on 1 Corinthians chapter.
I mean, McCann said that according to his interpretation of the Bible, the world will be obliterated with fire, so he added that detail.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to take bets on how it's going to come.
Fire's probably my guess, too.
That's an old favorite is fire.
Yeah.
There's some great video I found that was called Scientific Evidence that Hell is Real. And it was this, he had to be Korean. And he was talking about how hell is probably going to be the sun. So at the end, you'll be thrown into the sun. Like,
a Korean dude said that?
Yeah, and the way he said it was, he was dead sure of this. Like I almost
like
felt...
Like, no breaking?
I almost felt dumb not knowing that hell was the sun. I'm like, oh, shit, I guess hell's the sun. I mean, you've heard him, this confident Chinese man, say
The Koreans. The Koreans are the niggas of Asia.
I've actually been to hell. It's East New York. It's pretty bad, man.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad.
What? You know, when we do the pink news houses. Stories, by
the
way.
What are pink houses in East New York, Brooklyn? If you don't think that's hell, money.
Are they nice and pink, though? It sounds like a fun color.
No. That's just how blood looks after it dry up.
Oh, the pink houses. We do these news stories. Let's give her the fucking story.
What?
We're just giving her the blurb that Goldstein
has? No, she finds it. She finds the, she finds the story. The She finds it.
I just thought you'd be excited about this story because I know, but there's like no details. And doomsday.
It's
and...
the same as going a kooky religion did a thing. Like you, there's no nobody has any details of anything.
No, it's just them doing the same thing they did in 2011.
It's Harold Camping. It's good old Harold Camping. Yeah, that guy's been.
That's the guy from 2011, right?
If you said Harold Camping, I'd be like, fuck it, move on.
He used to be a pastor, didn't he?
No, but he is the Orville Redenbacher.
I thought it was Chris McCann. Where are you getting Harold? What?
Oh, maybe I'm looking at the Harold Camping one.
Yeah, that's.
Because I had to Google. The details myself.
Okay, I'm sorry. I dropped the ball.
You're not above it, Kurt.
No, I don't know. I don't know who's in charge
of
anything.
You're the Louis Gomez of this show.
What is,
damn.
You just like to yell at
you know
stuff.
What? I would never take on that many roles of a Louis. He's a douchebag of many hats.
No, he just like yelling at people behind glasses.
I want to bring Louis on, dude.
Yeah, I was on his show this
morning.
Because
think I'm like have a fucking fight with Louis.
Oh,
there's like Louis J. Gomez fans who are now mad
Wait,
at
whoa,
me.
Wait, whoa. Stop right there. Louis J. Gomez, what?
Yeah, that's
fans.
What I said. I said, wait, who's this?
With an S?
I go, who's this Louis J. Gomez that you're a fan of that's apparently has fans? I'm talking about Louis Gomez. But yeah, because when I went on their show
right.
and I yelled at Louis and Dave.
Oh, who was that walking by? I got.
Man, I missed it.
I saw a nice little brown one go by.
Tell me. I said, don't just tell me the white ones. share the brown ones with me.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right.
We're talking about dicks, everyone. So anyway, Louis fucking, I yelled at him and Dave, and then it became a thing where like somebody thought I have a beef with them or something. Like there's people who now are mad. Like they've turned. I think they're mad at me.
They should be
for yelling at Louis.
Good.
But I saw on our reviews on like iTunes and shit, because they're all like good, except right. there's always got to be a couple like dickhead ones like somebody go, this is misogynist drivel.
So you got my message.
Yeah. Yeah. Just we expressed that privately, Sherrod, not in the comments of our own show. That's the only thing. And the other one was this guy said he called us. Hurt and charade. There you go. Louis J. Gomez sent me. It's like some internet backlash.
They have trolls now? They have like a real army?
Because you're supposed to get like your fans. I didn't think you're supposed to do this.
You only need one person to be a troll to have trolls.
Oh, it's so goddamn funny to me. Hurt and charade. Like
I love it.
Is it somebody at Mad Magazine that hates us?
That is very high school slander right there.
Did we piss off Alfred E. Newman that he had to come up with a wacky, wacky version of
the people
at
National Lampoon really hates us. Hurt and charade.
Cake wars with hurt and charade. Well, we did it.
They got us.
Remember that on Simpsons where they were like trying to come up with a name for Everybody Loves Raymond? There he goes, how about nobody likes Raymond? And they're like, they're like, well, we were up all night, but it was worth it. That's like any shitty joke. Like, up all night, but worth it. Wow. All right, what other news do we have that's some kind of news? Not.
We got more stories. Caitlin, go ahead and hit some.
Yeah, you guys want to talk about Cosby?
No. Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I don't even want him back in the studio.
Well, a judge refused to throw out a lawsuit filed by a woman who accused Bill Cosby of molesting her when she was 15 at the Playboy Mansion. So even though the lawsuit was improperly filed, by her attorney, a judge is going to let the case proceed.
That's just how they do to black people. Just how about OJ's in jail right now. It's like, whatever crime you committed, don't matter. They're going to get you on something.
By the way,
they'll get you.
Yeah, the way that it was mishandled.
And first, second of all, what are you... I know Bill Cosby raped some people, but what are you 15 years old doing in the Playboy Mansion?
And if you're in there,
all bets are off.
I was doing my homework, sir.
But your homework is dressing up cocks? Dressing penises and fucking detective outfits?
Wait, so what is she... What is her accusation?
That he forced her to perform a sex act on him in 1974 in the Playboy Mansion when she was 15.
Listen, she was no virgin, by the way. If you're 15 years old in a Playboy Mansion,
that's just automatically a charge, isn't it?
You're fucking.
This is the case that's being described as the linchpin that triggered everything going forward. So, but for this case, we wouldn't have the publicity that we have today. And the issue is old.
Okay, this is not a new accusation,
but it's just that it was improperly filed and a judge is letting the case proceed. That's the news for today.
Yeah, before it was improperly filed, but now somehow it wasn't?
No, it's...
black people
it
on
wasn't,
trial.
It wasn't that she didn't get the right paperwork together.
Hold on, to be fair, this is... Two guilty black people you mentioned.
Who was the other one?
OJ, who, by the way,
he was acquitted in court that we believe in, the court that we support.
Dude, he fucking
he got
did
off.
That. He did that.
He,
shit.
But he
I
won
think
in
he
court,
did it, man.
If we don't support the courts, nigga, what we got?
He lost the civil suit, which is what this is.
So now you got to say the same thing because he lost the civil suit.
No, civil suit, you're gonna need less evidence.
Yeah, and preponderance of the evidence.
By the way, to go they, less. It's like, so then the Goldman family sued him in court. Like, who's they?
I'm just saying this. If you do something big and get off as a black person, you ain't going to be off for long. That's all I'm saying.
But whoever fucking wants to sue you and get you still, if it's a murder.
It was this case just in California where this dude kidnapped the chick. The chick told the cops.
Right.
And they was like, I won't believe you. Right. And then they have to find his phone and another fucking rape and kidnapping to believe her first story. Thought that it was a whole lie.
So wait, what do you say?
He's still free.
It's like Al Capone. They got him on taxes.
Yeah, it's an Al Capone thing. You're exactly right.
Yeah, he was a dirty wop, so that was a nigga of the day. So go ahead, finish.
He got off on every murder and every drug trafficking,
okay,
everything.
Look,
and then they eventually got him on taxes.
Look, let's just agree.
That's how they looked at him, a dirty wop.
Sherrod, let's just agree on what we agree on. These are all niggers.
Whoa. Jordan, let's punch him in the face. I can't reach him. Punch the nigga.
But OJ, I was watching this thing about that, because the cops, the reason they couldn't convict him is because the cops, I didn't know how much.
Because he didn't do it.
Yeah, I don't think OJ did it, man.
Because he didn't do it.
Oh, here's how I know he did it. Never mind any DNA, anything. He just drove for an hour in his fucking van with his gun to his head. That's what you do because you did it.
I would do that at my breakup of my relationship right now.
He's black,
nobody,
man.
Nobody
it's very
who can
scary.
Get, yeah, he got off with Johnny Cochran. No one who can afford Johnny Cochran. And OJ wasn't with you before this happened. OJ
he was with me. I went to USC.
OJ was a naked gun. So he had ascended to whiteness. And here's how I know he had. Because he beat the fuck out of Nicole Simpson from the start of them dating.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if people know this. The amount he beat the shit out of this girl.
But it wasn't all
beating.
Till
now, that's how white he had gotten, that he was allowed to beat the daylights out of a white woman as much as he wanted. He wasn't satisfied with that. He had to kill her on top of it.
Good.
And, well, he's guilty. So whatever. He's
guilty. He wasn't guilty. He was innocent.
So you're saying
you keep saying he was guilty, but he wasn't convicted or guilty. He wasn't.
Your opinion, he's
guilty. That's an opinion.
So, okay.
I get it.
Yes, not guilty in court. We're both in agreement on that. But we all know he did it, is what I'm saying.
I don't think he did it, man.
I don't know.
I don't think he did it personally. He might have been behind it.
Who knows?
If you read his book, If I Did It.
Yeah. Do you know the theory?
He explains how he would have done it.
I read
it. Sounds like he did it.
Listen, I read Mein Kampf, but the motherfucker still denied the fucking Holocaust.
Do you know the theory that OJ's son did it and OJ just covered up for him?
Yeah, I heard that theory.
Because OJ's son had like split personality. And
I heard that.
Was...
Well, as soon as you say split personality with anything, I go, yeah, it's not a thing. There's no such, like, there is no such goddamn thing as that. That is such a thing out of the fucking movies. But your husband beating you every day because he's insanely jealous and killing you.
But just because you beat a woman, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Just because you beat a woman don't mean you'll kill a woman.
Oh,
just because you hit him don't mean you kill him.
That's 100% right.
Right.
That's 100% true.
So that's a long highway between those two.
That's how I always thought about OJ before I was watching this thing about their life together. And then after I saw it, I was like, oh no, that's the, he's going to kill her one day.
Well, did but they ever show?
That's not, it wasn't like a simple Chris Brown.
But did
Brown.
Y'all ever hear about, you know, the killer was, it was like a trained killer. Like the person who killed her, like they cut him so perfect, he couldn't scream. You know that, right? Like, it was perfect. It was murder.
Buddy, if you fucking just stab somebody up really good, you think it takes...
Well, let's test that theory. Like, somebody give me a knife.
No, they cut their vocal cords. That's
by the way, I just...
Like, whoever did it is trained.
His son had a knife collection.
Hold on. Just up until now, just so you know, I assumed you guys were just fucking with me.
I am fucking with you.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like... Like, but then
but don't say that he's in it, though.
Thing.
You can't listen. It's a whole bunch of guilty motherfuckers walking around. So why pull out OJ on this? It's a bunch of niggas walking around free. Who, I'm going white, black, and indifferent.
If they're guilty, who's the fucking guy with the black eyes that they
listen,
just got?
I think he was behind it. I don't think he did it.
Who? No, he did it. Who's the guy? He's the violent one. He's a piece of shit. I mean, he really good that they got him with that. I had no idea the extent of what a human. He just terrorized this chick and then cut her fucking head off when she tried to have some happiness. Fuck him. He deserves everything he got. But I had no idea.
She deserved what she got too.
Not even a little bit.
Chasing his fucking black dick, bitch. You living on for hog and then you going on dates in this nigga car?
Okay, well, I was surprised.
Yeah, going on dates in this month? He bought you all this shit? You think it's still going to be no consequences?
Dude.
And it's a dude who already beat you up. You don't think it's going to be consequences?
Dude, he had her...
the fuck out of here. No innocent victims in this.
First of all, he had her... She probably could have done something smarter, but like not dated him in the first place.
Yeah.
Which I'm surprised. I'm surprised to hear you take the Anthony Camillo
and then
to
Tina
that.
Turner and say, keep your money. I want to keep my name. That's all I
it
need.
It was, I'll murder you if you leave before it ever got to her having all... When they were date... Listen, from the start, he had her fucking afraid to go or someone's going to die. That bad. I had no idea.
I had a couple relationships like that.
How do you get there? Like,
because he's an asshole. That's how.
He's definitely not, an
look,
ass.
Look, there's
ass.
All this. How do you get there? That's all shit. I might have said.
Is the pussy that good? Is it that good? It
was no. He's a fucking. That's a guy. Any guy like that. That's like that. That Joe Pesci. Like, don't look at nobody. Or I'll kill you. That's a fucking.
He's so in love with
that's
me.
That's a real insecure dude. And if he's a fucking testosterone filled jock with that kind of insecurity,
you know I agree.
You're in big fucking trouble.
Any type of dude violent. Does that to a chick and she stays, that makes me realize like the possibilities of like how big of a dick I could actually become in my relationship.
Not you, Jordan. Jordan, you're 5 feet tall. You're not gonna do
it. Okay. But every time I hear about that shit, I'm like, damn, I could probably curse out and she's like, come right back.
When you, listen, when you manage to find this tinier woman, you can do that too.
My girl's actually shorter. She's,
who's your girl again?
She's not in the comic. She's just a, you know, I won't give
did
her
I
name.
Did I meet her?
Yeah, you met her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. What's your girl's address again?
You're like, give her all the information out.
I'm just very high.
Well, yeah, she's smaller
than
me.
OJ's innocent, nigga. Deal with it. It's your courts.
I don't
he
have
use
to,
your courts.
I have to deal with shit. The court evened it out eventually.
That's dirty shit.
The arm, dirty the pool. Wheels of justice turn slow, but they always turn.
That's some dirty
but
shit.
But I listen. I don't.
They put him in jail for life by going to get his memorabilia.
I don't listen. Listen, that's funny. That's the funny. That's but I don't disagree. But listen, I don't disagree with you that like of people getting off, getting away with a thing. Yeah. If you're black, they're more likely to make sure they get you eventually.
Even if you're guilty, you're innocent, no matter.
Well, whatever. But all like, right. I don't shed a tear that like. It's not fair that more white guilty guys go free. Like, good, I'm glad they got those guilty black ones. I'm not like, well, let them go now. Because, like...
But no, but not, like, we'll just get balance it ones. Out. But balance it out. No, keep the ones you got, but get the ones you ain't get because you've given them some type of privilege or a second look
well,
or a
you
fucking
know, whenever there's
easier
a thing,
out.
Whenever there's a thing like that, if they don't get whoever it is, especially if it's a racial thing, if whoever it is that did it doesn't get gotten by the law somehow, there's always someone else that has to be like their race crime Jesus that takes like the beating or something like or another killing. Like, do you notice that when the guy get like
Rodney King?
Rodney King.
And then Reginald Denny
was like had to be the
and that's
beating
what's so
Jesus.
Fucked up about it, yeah.
But
so
there's
bad.
Always a thing like that. And, yeah, and Rodney
and that's
King.
That's the sad part. When people who are not even connected to it, the innocent fucking bystanders of it, just happen to be a certain color, get fucking beat.
Well, you, dude,
it's
I
like,
have.
Holy shit.
So I have Rodney King. Like, and that's another one I didn't know a lot of shit about when it happened, Rodney King. But his book I have because my mom called me randomly and was like, I want you to go pick up. There's like a Rodney King book signing. This is before he died.
Was he Jehovah? I think he might have been Jehovah.
Right. Man goes, I want you to go get Rodney King's book and see if you can get it signed. I'm like, what? Why?
Signed by Rodney King?
Yeah, he was at the signing.
Oh.
This is my mom randomly asking for this most bizarre. That's how my mom asked for, like, weird shit. Like, so I'm like, what? She's like, he was a Jehovah's Witness, Rodney.
Right, thing. That's what I know, yeah.
So I think I had to work, but Sade got it. Sade fucking went to the signing and got it signed.
She probably walked right in front of the line with that ass on paid. The afro.
Yeah, Sade. She's great for it. She's great at shit.
Right this way, ma'am.
Yeah. And signed, got it. So then I didn't see my mom, so I read the Rodney King book about his thing. It's very interesting. And like that dude really got a raw deal.
Oh. And then even after the beating.
Then the cops, but then there was something happened. It ended up then getting handled. Do you remember that? After they were acquitted, and he ended up getting a lot of money. And the reason he did...
The civil suit.
He wrote this in the book. The reason he did was because George Bush, the first Bush, was outraged that the cops got off.
Yeah.
And so he did some shit to fix it to make sure that he could sue them for like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Like, he had this whole long thank you to George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
Wasn't that weird fucking, like, coincidence?
But here's the thing with George H.W. Bush. He took care of, like, crooked law enforcement motherfuckers his whole career. He was the head of the CIA for a couple
years.
He was
the head of the CIA.
Yeah. Well, so if any head of the CIA, that's going to be
policed,
his job.
But he policed a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers who got badges who get away with shit.
But I'll bet him, see, that dude comes off to me, especially after meeting his son, Jesus. That guy was more of a like as much of a by the book guy as that probably gets.
It's a shame that we learn more about all the presidents after they already
know.
But you see, holy shit, this guy's cool. Even with Bob Dole,
right?
I like Bob Dole after I fucking met him after he ran. This motherfucker was hilarious.
Right, right.
He was
even
smart
fucking,
as shit.
But like even Nixon did all.
He had
like,
a dead hand though. Nixon, that one dead arm really threw America off.
He
had a dead arm.
You can have a retarded hand. I mean, don't.
But he had the pen in it all the time. It's like, nigga, take the pen out.
The pen makes it look like more of a problem.
Yes.
Oh, that guy's always ready to jot something down. He never knows if he has to take
TTG,
notes.
TTG, man. He's TTG. He's trained to go.
Who has a pen? I heard you do, Bob. Yeah, it's not right. You look like a fucking...
We really need to know these guys, but the thing is that we don't get an opportunity to really see them as people when they first run in. You have to see a candidate.
That's why.
And that sucks.
That's what it is. Whoever,
that's what's going
when
on
they're
right
a
now.
Candidate, it's never going to be them. It's going to be whoever designs them for you to see.
Right.
And then whoever the opponent makes them out to be.
Right.
So you don't even know who actual people are until you...
That's a shame. That's what's going on right now with this presidential race. You don't really know who these motherfuckers are. I watched something on Ricky Rubio. Oh, Trump. But I watched some shit on Ricky Rubio. I know this motherfucker had a kid and wife. And
no, you know,
he
Trump,
coached football, Little League football.
Trump really made it so apparent. It's what is like the good thing about anybody who's like a dipshit is he made it so obvious that you don't really know who any of these candidates are until they're in by making himself just himself up out of it. And so, you know what I mean? Because like, you'll forget about it. Well, if they're all the same way, you forget about it because it blurs all together and you're just like, oh, this is how they all talk. But one just guy talking how he regularly talks next to them really makes you see how phony they are, right?
Yeah.
And but then like, how do you get elected if you're not like that? Because Obama. He was a guy people were like, this guy's different. Like, that's what I felt about it. I'm like, I know he plays politics, but he seems different than all these guys. And and now the mutate. Well, that also. But also, that, but definitely that, that also. But I mean, just how he would talk.
I agree.
Like, this guy's like, I like him. All
he
that
had the
shit.
Gift. He had the gift of gab and he got it out.
Have a beer with the guy shit. Yeah. He had all that.
You the beer summit.
Maybe have a joint with him. He was like that.
Yeah.
A president I would have a joint
even
with.
George W. Bush, I thought it was a lot cooler after he got an office.
So then he gets an office and he's like a straight up regular politician. You know what I mean? Like,
they
and that's
are.
The big disappointment, right?
They all are. But then you got to play the game to be in the game.
Well, they also wanted to, like, get... I wish he had just played more... Not. I wish he hadn't tried to be like, we're all going to get along. Because he should have seen ahead of time. They just want to kill you. No, don't even give them a little bit, dude.
I knew exactly when Obama got elected president, I said to myself, I knew that shit on the streets for black people was going to get tough.
Yeah,
because
maybe.
All these racists who don't want him there, they're going to take it out on the closest black person to him. They ain't going to get to Obama. They ain't gonna get to the White House, but they can get to me.
Well,
nigga.
Guess what? Everyone, you think hoodies are dangerous for black men? Please don't put on mom jeans because you're twice as likely to take some heat
for mom jeans.
But anyway, Trump's like he's like a mutate. Like that feeling of Obama of like here's a guy that's different. Trump's like the new mutation of that feeling.
Yep.
From last time.
Yep.
And now it turned into a different strain of something.
Like
it's
for Fox News.
Trump.
For Fox
it's
News,
Trump
Trump
now.
Is Fox News is Frankenstein's monster.
Dude, it's like how
like they scared of him. But they created them.
Well, but we
they
all,
created
listen,
the nigga.
But we all kind of did because
we all had a piece.
It's not just the Fox News thing. It's also the wanting a guy who's different feeling, right?
Yeah,
it's that so
out
like,
the box.
Yeah,
got your own money, so you can't stop him like that.
Yeah,
he paid for all of his own shit. Yeah, speak
like
his
a
mind.
Stronger thing.
He's the billionaire that we all would be. A loud fucking blowhard, nigga.
But if you watch, I was watching videos of him talking about other Republicans. I'm telling you, he's really fucking charming and funny. Like,
yes.
Now, there's a lot of things you hear.
He fired me on TV, nigga. You ain't got to tell me that he's charming. He's got it.
If you hear fucking sound bites of him and all the shit that people are mad about, which are all, by the way, ridiculous, awful things that he says, they're fucking like. I'm telling you, that's just what you're getting trickled down because you're not a fan of him. You're probably not hanging on his every word.
Right.
I mean, I don't even watch. I just enjoy. I really do. Maybe it's not cool of me, but I'm like, yeah, let's burn it down. I can survive that. Let's burn the whole fucking thing down with Trump. I'll be fine.
Burn the whole country down.
Yeah, everybody needs people telling jokes. So just do the fuck. I want to see the people that try to stop me from saying jokes I want to say.
Yeah.
I want them to have much bigger things to worry about
than us.
And I want it to be Trump.
I agree.
And now it is his that fucking war bride he has talks. That would be the first lady. I didn't even think of that before.
Melania.
Bologna?
Melania.
Oh, Melania.
It's not Valona from fucking
Whatever
Good Times.
Whatever fucking crazy.
She's one of the best looking humans I've ever seen in my life. Dude. Like I the flesh looking.
Dude, for all first ladies up till now, like, no, they've even the ones that were supposed to be like the glamorous. That's the best you could say. They're glamorous.
Michelle Obama looked like fucking Nell Carter next to Melania Trump.
Yeah. Like this, I just first of all want to see his first lady set the bar so high for first ladies looks wise.
Michelle Obama looked like Precious next to fucking Melania Trump. She's Precious next to Melania.
Please
nigga.
Make that the first lady. I want to know what her project is so bad. Can you
so
imagine
bad.
What her dummy project is?
Yeah, oh, no.
I help retarded dogs, small dogs who suffer from.
She's gonna be the fight against cuticles. we gotta take a break. We gotta take a quick break. We're coming back with Joe from Wrestling Soup.
Yeah, I can't
He'll
wait.
He'll be on. I can't wait. He's gonna call in. It's gonna be a fucking good time.
Bye, buddy.
Race Wars, baby.
Race Wars. We'll be right back.
Money, fame, or neither. I've been thinking about the place. Junkyard Dog.
Yeah,
Bobo Brazil.
Did you read the...
That's that Mac Miller with The Weeknd. What's going on?
I like that, dude. That's did you see they got T-Good's tweet?
What did he say? T-Good?
At Shroud's Mall. Damn, man. Ever since you gave Kurt Metzger his nigga pass, that dude riding that bike till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, that's really always the problem. That's always the problem when you...
You know what? That,
when you
what?
Give,
yeah,
when
that
you
would give, be a problem. Hold yeah. on, Jeffy.
I think Kurt is actually... He actually does at the right time.
I
Kurt's very responsible
bring
with it.
But look, I just want to bring up... How far does this bike ride, buddy? I only got, like, not even a block on it.
Nah, you went
the
pretty far.
The wheel fell off?
No, you went pretty far, man.
We got two niggas out.
That's pretty far. That's a lap around. Yeah. At least.
Are we talking about the ER or the A one, though?
The A. But you do it when it's the right timing. Timing's everything.
But you only get one time. You only get one time a day. That's the thing. That's the secret. You only get one great time one a day. Like you gotta really, hold it on. You gotta really hold it on to it. You can't burn it.
I want to explore.
Let me get Joe into this conversation. Let me call Joe. Joe's here.
Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Joe. Hold on, Joe. I'm guessing.
Welcome to the show, brother.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? I'm guessing at the WWF. Your nigga passes lasted a long time.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Believe me, we have to watch our language now since basically the spokesman for all of professional wrestling jammed his foot directly in his mouth.
That's Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Wow. It was like Jim McMahon was God and Hulk Hogan was wrestling Jesus.
First of all, Hulk Hogan even stuck his foot in his mouth when he's trying to explain why he stuck his foot in his mouth.
Yeah. No, you don't understand me. I just don't want my daughter with some dirty...
But
No, I can explain this.
Now, Joe, how long were you a wrestling? You were a wrestling referee?
Yeah. For about, probably since the time I was 16 till I was about 28. Wow. And then I slowed down because, you know, adult life hits you like a brick wall. That's why
Kids.
I have to call in here. I'd love to be down there in New York, but I'm up here in the lovely Boston.
Right.
But, yeah, I did that for about 10 years. I started when I was 16, and I did a lot of refereeing. It was independent wrestling for the most part. But,
now, I'm sure you saw some great stories. You lived it. You saw some behind-the-scenes shit going on. We got Andrew Goldstein here, too, and he's a big wrestling fan.
Former WWE creative, 2006.
Yeah. He's one of the producers on Race Wars. And he brought up some stories for me. I don't know if you know about him. What's the first story, Andrew, about the...
Well, I said Hogan, but we could talk about Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah, the Snuka shit.
Oh, Snuka. Well, you know what? I think for the most part, the whole thing with Snuka and killing the girl and all that,
right,
that's sort of been a new, like a known thing for the last 20 years or so. I don't think anybody that was around wrestling was really surprised by that.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to see Kurt's outrage about Jimmy Superfly Snuka killing his girl. Where's your rage like OJ, nigga? He killed the girl. Isn't he's still free.
Well, first of all, a white man named Opie personally caught him.
He
and caught
him.
To justice.
Opie did bring him to justice on this show.
You don't get any,
on Opie and Jimmy show.
You don't get any whiter representative of white than that. A guy with red hair named Opie bringing him in.
Opie took him down. That is true.
If you are looking for the racism in that story, it goes back to when initially the cops came and showed up when the woman was killed. I guess Vince McMahon was standing there to, you know, he was like his interpreter.
Wait, so Vince McMahon was on the scene of the murder?
Yep.
What?
Because that was Snuka's. No, they said once Vince McMahon came, like, the case went cold, right?
Yeah, he paid, paid everybody off.
Let Joe finish. Wait. Wow. Let Joe finish. Go ahead, Joe, tell the story. This is crazy.
So basically the story was that the cops are sitting there, or the cops show up, and Vince is sitting there with Snuka, and the cops come in, and they're like, what happened? And Snuka all of a sudden, like, turns into Ooga Booga mode.
Oh, no speaker of English.
Oh, wow.
Going, me no know what happened. I know.
Wait.
He bam-bammed his way out of that. He bam-bammed it.
Was that what he said, or are you just imitating him? What exactly did the accent that he try to use or language?
That island, that Pacific Island shit that he is.
I'm assuming it was more of a
Samoan?
Because
he's like Tonga Samoan type
of thing. Is he Tongan? Is that what he is?
I banged a nice Tongan too back in college, nigga.
What was his name?
Everything. His name was Tong Tong. Boy, could his dick wear a dress. All right, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry. Finish the story.
No, I mean, that's the steak and potatoes.
So, the thing is that Snuka, before he called the cops or 911, they called Vince McMahon, because I'm assuming Vince McMahon was not on the scene when he was killing the girl.
Yeah, Vince was the cleaner.
He needed a white guy there. You don't want a dead girl and no white guy around.
Yeah, and you got a curly Jerry Curl, and you from Tonga somewhere, some godless island in the Pacific.
The funny thing is like, if you want to really get into wrestling and race, is that's probably like maybe the fifth least racist story, or probably not even in the top five.
Well, damn, let's count them down, Joe. Well, let's count them down.
I do, because here's the thing about wrestling for all the racists. Because Shada, I like your joke when Hogan, you know, when he got that tape came out about him.
Oh, yeah.
You're like Vince McMahon, the creator of Yokozuna, and like,
yes,
but that shit is like. You know, there's like racist cartoon stereotypes of people, but it's almost like wrestling's like the least harmful way to get that shit out, because
I think people need to jokingly get it out.
But the fans are divert, like you, especially wrestling, man. People all races are like, we'll start getting into it with each other on wrestling, especially.
I agree,
right? And then the like it's Hulk versus Iran or whatever kind of that weird shit people have in them.
Yeah,
they do work it out through wrestling.
Them. It's a weird us them mentality in humans.
Wrestling is almost like kind of a positive way for that, because it really ultimately. They're all, you know, if you watch the cartoon, all the racist stereotypes are hanging out together on the same action jet to adventure. You know, like, it ultimately kind of brings people together. But I'm sure you're talking about, like, the racist shit of,
behind
know,
the scenes.
Yeah, behind
dirty.
The scenes. And yeah.
So what was the fourth most racist thing? If you said that was the fifth.
And this is not even ancient history.
Okay.
Right now, currently on WWE television, I don't know if you guys
the
watch
New Day? Don't talk.
Go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't say the New Day is really that. I mean, they're kind of jazz handy, shooky, jive.
I hate them, man. Every time I see them, I'm like, why? They do dumb dances at the end. They hump the ground.
You know who R-Truth is? Have you seen this guy?
Yeah, I hate R-Truth, too.
All right, first of all, he comes out rapping and singing the lyrics to Whoomp, There It Is.
Oh. So he's dated. He's a racial stereotype 25 years ago.
Don't they
ago.
Give him a real chain? Don't he come down with a real chain on his neck? Like.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, he's afraid of spiders and he can't spell.
Oh,
Kurt.
Oh, no.
And OJ's in jail.
Yeah, that's but worse was the tag team. This tag team was created when I was there. It was two black guys and they called them Crime Time.
Yeah.
But they changed the I's to Y's.
Oh. So they weren't criminals.
They were basically crying.
Criminals.
Yeah, so, I mean, That's probably number four.
Wait, but dude, you know what's
great? Number four is the...
Here's what I love, because to come up... It's so hard to come up with, like, a racist stereotype now that you can, like, I guess get away with, for lack of a better term. Like, even Transformers, when they had the dreadlock robot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, Huckle and Buck or whatever they were. But now, the genius of that, that he's, like, this gangster, but then he's afraid of spite. Like, just the racism of that beautiful race that, like... Because that's, like, somebody heard something about black people.
Yeah,
one
like,
time.
Scared of spiders or magic.
Wait, is that in the match? Is that in the match? Like, they pull spiders out in the match and he's scared of them?
Hold on. You're not afraid of magic?
No, Aziz. Dumb Aziz joke.
Is that Aziz's joke?
Well, he's one of the people. Yeah, I heard him say that before.
Well, that's because he does do magic.
It's like...
He found the Shankara stones.
He's like, that reaction, because he used to watch that Chris Angel or whatever, who was walking the streets, and black people react like this. But we react the same at Def Jam comedy.
If they go to his fucking... Wait, hold on.
You think
on.
We scared of jokes?
Wait a minute. If they go to whatever country Aziz came in that suitcase
from... They would be their god. In India?
He would be a fucking worshipped as a god.
They worship cows, these people.
Oh, my God.
My ex-girlfriend's in
They India. Worship cows and Aziz.
You can't put a finger on it.
Well, anyway, that What's racism of being afraid of spiders is hilarious. That's
particular. Particular racism. That's like studied and learned from generational.
That's like somebody must have called me to do punch-ups for WWE.
I'm saying, like, do they drop the spiders in the ring, though? Does that, like...
It was a short-lived...
Oh, no.
They never brought it in.
He better not fight Jake the Spider.
So what's the next Rachel story? You got another one, don't you?
All right. I'm kind of jumping all over, like, wrestling's timeline now, but there's a known history in wrestling, or there's just a known thing... That for a long time there were territories, which it wasn't WWE, it wasn't WCW, it wasn't a big company. They were just like these little small areas where they ran.
Right.
And it was very self-regulating. And I was thinking about like when you guys were talking, I think it was either last week or the week before, where, you know, black comics, they have their clubs. And it's like they don't want to give up their spot.
Right.
But there was a notoriously known thing in territories where it was you have one black guy.
And so it was only one.
Hey, that's our black guy. Get away from me.
So it was only one black guy in each territory, and that's how the wrestling was separated. So you couldn't even break in as a black wrestler.
Oh, no, and they wouldn't want you there either. And I'm not saying the white fans, the other black wrestlers. They would look at you, and they would say, dude, get the fuck out of here. I'm the black guy.
That's crabs in a barrel shit, because they force a black man to be
in
that position.
You know we're here like that? Two Negro in here.
Two in stereo? They can't take it.
You better get back up to Maryland.
Even a tag team, he had to fight tag team, but they wouldn't even fight by himself.
Dude, you know what this sounds like? It sounds like the comedy circuit in South Jersey.
It does.
You mean the Pickle Man and what's his name?
That's why you brought it up, because it's the same kind of mentality, like one girl per show, one black dude per show.
No, it's such similar shit to like low end comedy. It sounds so similar, like the tracks you're on.
It's the same shit.
And the same guys fighting it out in their little market where you're like one guy's the top guy.
Yeah. Yes. And whenever you go to somebody's dumb little town, they got to show you the feature. Got to show you that it's his town.
Dude, you know what he sounded like? He sounded like when Jimmy Martinez was here last week talking
about
all
this.
That's
what he said. That's why he referred to the black rooms that we were talking to about last week.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same mentality. Wow. Crabs in a barrel shit. And give one opportunity the same way they give a girl. They probably have one female wrestler down there. It's one Mona per territory.
Well, that dude, what's his name? Who, T-Boot? The one who said I was riding the bike, you know? He just said, ask if this is a racist moment. And I think it's John Cena saying the N-word.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah, I can maybe play it on my phone into this, but...
Do you remember that?
Is
that
it
all,
better
Joe?
For you guys
There's
to pull
a lot
it
of that. You have Vince McMahon said it. You had Booker T say it, obviously.
No.
No, but this looks
Booker
like...
Booker T don't count.
I don't know what this is going to be, if it's going to be like part of his character. VKM says the N-word,
That's
John.
Vince saying it, not John Cena. Vince says it to John Cena.
What? Really?
Yeah, That's he does. Fair. I did see that. Wait. I did see that.
He was doing a bit.
Now, Joe.
He was making fun of John Cena.
Joe, you know this video we about to see?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
But to be
What's the content?
Fair, he was heavy on the AH. It was not a full Hogan.
I have to hear it. I have to listen to it.
We're going
to
play it right now.
What's up, boss?
Oh, that was probably just some dumb joke.
Yeah, it was
What I'm about to hear is like the dumbest.
They always say not a dumb joke.
You know what's going to be offensive about this?
It's
going to
be not
like,
a dumb joke anymore, yo.
It's going to no. This is going to sound like your vice principal rapping not to do drugs. That's what this is going to sound like. Yes, that's how it's going to hurt.
That's exactly what it is.
What's
up, boss? Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just holding it down, trying to take care of business.
Not good.
Keep it up. I'm a nigga.
Oh, fuck him.
Now,
Fuck him.
Now play the Booker T one with Hulk Hogan.
No. And him clowning around.
But wait, but what was...
How's his wife a senator?
What's the punchline of it?
How's that
is that the punchline or is it like...
The punchline is then they pan over and they're
and, the and Booker T's there and Booker T is there.
Keep it playing. Keep playing that clip.
Oh, does Booker T like hit him?
Just
playing.
Tell me you
is
did
it
not.
Is it like a comeuppance joke or something?
Keep
or no?
playing it. I want to see what Booker T says.
What's up, boss? How you doing?
Yeah. What's good in the hood?
Just holding it down, trying to take care of business.
Keep it up. I'm a nigga.
He sounds so wrong. Look, here we go. Here we go.
Rip it up, I'm a nigga.
So Booker T ain't do shit.
Well, oh my God, wait a minute. So that's the scene? The scene is he says it and it pans over to a guy who just...
I like this version. This version's great.
Yeah, take it off a super loop, nigga.
Yeah, but also save that clip. But I
bookmark
thought it was going to be... Like he sees him, like he, you know, there's like a wrestling clothesline
right, or Booker
something.
Right, and Booker T was going to hit him or something.
But instead, it just pans over to what Booker having his feelings hurt.
He'd be like, "I can't say nothing to the boss.
There's
I can't say nothing to boss."
Wait, there's the sketch.
Wow.
I'm going to go up. I'm going to go up to John Cena. I'm going to say the N word. Pan to you. But you can't say it, you look hurt. All right, Dan.
How many takes you think they did on that? How many takes you think they really?
You know what?
They taped that before they even knew it was a thing. He was like, want to keep that?
I think he improv those scenes.
So improv.
I think he timed when Booker was coming around the hall to improv that.
Did you write that?
That's disturbing.
No, but that's literally how Vince would break down a scene. The way Kurt just did it.
What is I gonna do?
Joe is Joe. Wait, so, Joe's okay.
In reflection, can I make that number two?
Yes.
That
sounds yeah. Oh shit, he's gonna be happy. He tweeted that. Now it made the list at number two.
And number two, John. Okay, we got to get that going viral right now.
All right, Joe. All
right.
See, by the way,
number three. Let's keep going.
Let me tell you something. It's good that good dude tweets that because I'd much rather somebody say something like that than make us fucking blog later. Like you won't believe. Like I'd rather somebody like, hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
You see, and I'd have to say, if I'd have to go number one of, like, the top five,
right.
And this is one of the most disputed ones, too. As far as WWE is concerned, not once ever has there been a black champion.
Yeah, what's that about?
Not one.
All right, so there are some good things about it.
What do you mean?
What about Tony Atlas?
No,
Tony
listen,
Atlas
wasn't Booker T the five-time?
He was the world champion, but never the WWE heavyweight champion, the WWE title.
Racist.
What is that? But I don't know what the titles are.
Why do we want to take the...
That's
why do we not want
one.
The Rock
okay,
to be black?
What's the one that Andre the Giant fought Hulk Hogan for? That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the heavyweight one?
The one that Hogan had for all those years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then what's the world championship?
But they say, you know, because the Rock...
TV belt?
It's like...
The Rock is black.
Yeah, but
The Rock is black. Why are y'all trying to take The Rock from us?
Yeah,
why are you trying to take the best years of my life?
The Rock is other.
No, he's black.
Get out of here.
Other, my friend.
He had a high top fade back in the day. He's black as could be.
Let me tell you something. The Rock is a black dude. That's
exactly. Like, why are you trying to take him from us?
Maybe you got to do that to get yourself to sleep. But that's a black dude. I know a lot of black dudes look just like him.
I just want to know. Because people say black folk country. So just in your black kingdom, so the people of Hawaii are in there.
Yes.
Hawaiians but his father's not from Hawaii. Where are y'all getting that from?
His
mother. No, one parent might be. One parent is totally African American.
They're both islanders.
That's not true.
Oh, well,
I think it is.
Not true.
The dad is Rocky Johnson.
The dad is Rocky Johnson.
Okay. Full black. And
full what?
Full black.
And the mom's
full,
an enormous
and
pineapple
the mom
woman.
Is a Pacific Islander.
Okay, so the father's full black.
Okay.
So I'm right. So that's a black dude.
I thought his dad was Coco.
What is Obama? If you see him walking down the street, you're going to say, hey, look at that Biden racial. No,
I didn't know
that was a black dude.
He had any black parents at all. I had no idea.
Yeah, his father.
An island man.
His father's a black dude.
Welcome back, Rock. You're black.
Obama's just a regular black dude, big black dude.
But it's about how they identify. Obama identifies as a black man. Rock identifies as a Pacific Islander.
He identifies as whatever's going to get him paid in WWF, and he won't be a champion if he's black. So, yeah, he's going to identify like you said.
I'm just saying.
I'm just letting you know that he had to do that bullshit just to be the champ. He's a black dude.
To be the champ, look at his arm. Look at his half of his body.
Yeah.
He's Canadian.
Tony Atlas was huge, too. Why he never won.
I'm talking about the tattoos.
Look at Mike Tyson's tattoo. What does that represent?
It's Pacific Islander heritage tattoos.
So the fuck what? That don't make you who he is?
Wait, here's my question.
He's not Samoan.
If you find out someone turns out not to be black, is there like this crazy ripple through the black community that you all feel inside?
No.
You know what? I was
very
upset.
Passionate.
You know what I thought was
look,
black?
Look, The Rock had to play that dance and play that game so he could be the champ. He, that's why he bigged up the Pacific thing.
Dude, I don't give a shit. I don't, see his pops, I don't feel like I win something either way here.
His father looked like Rock from the show Rock, nigga.
Yeah, but whenever this argument...
I've never seen his father. I thought he was... I thought he was that headbutt, that guy, the cocoa butt guy. Who was that?
Coco Beware.
Coco Beware.
I thought his dad was Coco Beware, I swear to God.
Because that's what he had to play up. Joe, can you back me up on this?
This is news to me that his dad is not...
Sherrod.
Yes.
This is a big reason why I brought this up, because this is one of the wrestling's most disputed racial things.
Crazy.
The only reason why it perpetuates as a debate is because Rock never comes out and says, wait a second, I'm the first black champion. He doesn't identify that.
That's why he's always on the BT Awards and all that shit saying, hey, I'm the wrestling champ.
Yeah, but he doesn't
fucking identify.
Yeah. I thought I saw Jeff Jarrett on those awards. That The Rock is the first WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He's not considered a black man.
By himself, because he's a wrestler. Sherrod, you wouldn't want to be identified as it.
I want to ask Joe something. Joe,
you want to be the champ?
Joe, yeah. Do you think that that Vince McMahon is aware of that he's part black and trying to file it away in case anybody goes, how come there's never been a black champion?
That question gets asked all the time.
And then Vince will go, you hope there's The Rock. And then he doesn't want to say he's a black one because he doesn't want one. But if he gets called on it, then he can say
yes.
The Rock.
Oh, easily, yes. Easily.
Wait, yeah.
Who's
Joe?
The guy from all those blaxploitation movies? Truck Turner?
Fred Armour? What?
Not Fred Armisen.
Fred Williamson.
Yeah, his dad looks like Fred Williamson.
He does, like a cock diesel Fred Williamson.
I thought his dad was had a grass skirt.
No, but that's what they play up. Because he wanted to be the champ. I get it.
What about all the years after?
Wow, he looked exactly like Fred Williamson. There, he looks like the other dude.
Look what happened years after with Hulk Hogan. They'll wipe you from the fucking history books.
That's not what I was saying.
I know, but listen. Go ahead, Joe. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, all right, well,
he had to hide his black heritage as if it were Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan probably said, I want no niggas with this belt.
Well, no, I mean, I brought this up because
that's his nickname for Brooke.
Go ahead,
one of the most argued statements that people have, whether it be fans or people that just casually view it, is they go, there's never been a black champion. And somebody else had mentioned they'd said the WCW champion, which the WCW belt in the eyes of, like, actual wrestling historians at this point, if you could call it that.
You mean Gary?
I don't know. It's kind of like saying your shitty supermarket has the best sheet cake. It's nothing to be proud of. Not that good. It's just blah. But,
yeah.
No, this is legitimately one of those things that wrestling fans get into about.
Well, maybe this is just one sport that a black guy's not going to win the championship.
Because of the white writers?
Dude, they have to have a black champion, or it looks even... I guess now that wrestling's fake, they don't have to let black people win.
It's always been fake. What do you mean now that it's fake?
Now that they admit it's fake, they don't have to... Is that why he admitted it was fake, so they wouldn't have to let a black guy win?
Maybe, because you on the difference. Yeah, probably.
It's the only way to keep it white.
He's like, no, this is a comedy sketch show. We can pick who we want, man.
It's supposed to be wacky.
It's the Groundlings.
A really long time. One of the big reasons why they never made a guy the champion was because they would use the old adage, well, he doesn't need to be. He's a big enough star without the champion.
That is some dirty shit.
Yeah. Oh,
Who needs to be the champion? Who needs to be? Like, who is it?
Like, no, in general, like, who would ever need to be?
Like, for his purposes, who needs to be the champion?
For Vince McMahon?
Yeah, like, who does he put in? Because I'm sure, especially racially, if it's unfair, it's probably unfair in, like, 70 other different levels. Like, what's his thing? This is going to be the champion.
It's going back and forth from, like, John Cena.
Yeah, but back in the day, it was the guy with the best body and the physique and he's tall. And
how did Tony Atlas never get it? He had the best body in wrestling ever, probably.
A, he was black, and B, he couldn't talk the way Hulk Hogan could
talk. I know it was the black reason.
You know, the interview shit.
Yeah, the interview thing is serious.
But Booker T was a good interview. Like, he fucking made that. And also, he said the N-word in his interview.
It's a bunch of...
Booker T is great.
You can't leave out that Tony Atlas became a crack addict. That didn't really help.
No.
Yeah, I mean, after you hit the ceiling in his fucking occupation, yeah, a lot of things happened.
When did he become a crack addict? I don't know about Tony Atlas, by the way. I only know so much
wrestling. He had the best body. Was that nigga not the most diesel
and
human?
You
want to
hear some racist shit about Tony Atlas? Years later, when he was down on his luck and, you know, in his 40s, Vince brought him back and brought him back as Saba Simba in a full-on African African like headdress and loincloth.
Oh, Saba Simba.
In the era
Saba
where
Simba! That's worse than saying the word nigga. That's worse than saying nigga. That's worse than Vince McMahon saying nigga.
Yeah, Saba
Simba. Him bringing back a dude who sacrificed himself for you, and he's coming back because you know he need the money. And
oh, he do that all the time.
You gonna dress this motherfucker up as some African fucking bush
person. Everybody knew it was Tony Atlas, and he was just Saba Simba.
That is the saddest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it was...
I will kill a room full of people before I do that. Honestly.
As Saba Simba.
As Saba Simba, yeah.
But you know what, though? This shit still happens. And this is another thing, another modern example of what's going on WWE television is, I'm sure you guys, have you guys heard of the show Total Divas?
Oh, yes. Yes. I watch it all the time. I love Total Divas with the Bella Twins and Natty. Andrew hates Natty because she's too manly, but I think Natty's the coolest.
I never.
She loves the cats. And
I never.
Sean wants to fuck Natty.
I don't just want to hang at her house. Me and my girl, we can go hang at her house. Natty seems cool, but go ahead. What are you saying about it, Joe?
Well, she is a delicious, thick white girl, by the way.
She is. She's a solid little. She's
which
like
one?
Natty. She's a little
Neidhart.
Solid.
She's Jim the Anvil Neidhart's son. Daughter. All right.
That wasn't a slip-up.
No, I meant to say it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, well... Well, right now, currently, those girls, the Bella Twins.
Yeah.
You know, I assume you guys know the terminology of heel and face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the heel and face terminology, for those that are listening that aren't wrestling people, which is probably a lot, to be a heel is to kind of just be the bad guy.
Right.
And to be the baby face is clearly to be the good guy. Well, the Bella Twins, they play heels 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Take a guess when the 10% of the time they randomly play baby faces.
When
they compete against
blacks,
group of three African American females known as Team Bad, dangerous.
Now, who's the three girls who play that?
Is it, I like them chicks. Those chicks are dope.
One of them is Jimmy Snuka's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Tamina Snuka.
Yeah, she's
the girl that's married to the Uso brother.
Oh yeah,
and the new girl. Sasha Banks.
It seems like they treat black people in WWF like they treat, like, when you like back in the day, like in the 70s or the early 80s, when you went go out for an audition and you a black person, and all you get to play is a street thug or a crook.
Or,
that's
or
the WWF.
We it's have like, some openings as playing the street. Please
nobody
lay down.
Came in as the executive. The street.
Now be very flat. I know your round asses will poke up, but. Please mash them into the ground.
But it seems like it didn't progress. It's still like trapped in the 70s when you go on like movie auditions. But you just gotta play.
Well, that's wrestling.
And it still happens now too.
I'm wrestling some throwback shit. The only thing it moves forward on are like stupid trends. But it's not like it's like a progressive thing. It's like
it's all clowny
shit. What's the new hot garbage out there? We make something out of it. You know?
I miss the Attitude Era.
Yeah, me too.
That shit was dope.
When X-Pac was on.
Yeah, that shit was dope, man.
X-Pac was going to call in today, actually, and talk with Joe. I told him Joe,
X-Pac tore his pectoral muscle.
Yeah, he's out for an injury. Yeah.
But do you know the Mark Henry, Michael PSA story?
No. What?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
What is that?
Why don't you tell that one?
That is another classic racist story.
Oh, these are good. That's some good shit.
Since, of course, I haven't been blessed, I will censor this for the course of the program. At one point, Michael Hayes looked at Mark Henry and said, "I am more of an N-word than you are."
Oh.
Who said that?
Mind you, Michael P.S. Hayes.
Michael Hayes used to be a tag team called the Freebirds, and they used to paint their face like the Confederate flag. Mark Henry is the legit world's strongest man, 400-pound black guy, looks like Rick Ross.
Yes.
And Michael Hayes gets drunk at a WrestleMania after party and goes up to him and says, "I'm more of an N-word than you are."
And then did he beat him?
What was he basing it on?
Mark Henry was a gentleman about it and then went to HR and then Michael Hayes was like suspended and all kinds of things. He's back. They're both in the company now, but they do not.
I don't think the dude should have lost his job over it, but he should definitely be suspended. He should be suspended for that.
Getting suspended from work, that's awfully you-know-what-ish.
But is that really surprising from Michael Hayes?
You animal. You son of a bitch.
Is it really surprising from Michael Hayes,
no.
though?
No.
Not at all. I worked for the guy.
Yeah, I've only seen him. So
It's not a good idea, I don't care what you do, to get drunk around coworkers. Unless you're really willing to go there.
Unless it's a job that you can't be fired from.
I say that to Sherrod all the time.
If you're the Pope, then you get drunk as
it's
you
like,
want.
It's like, that's who you want to get weird with? The people you have to go in the morning see again? Like,
yeah, you don't
want to.
Sherrod,
is there any white person who could say that to you that you'd be cool with it?
Kurt.
And I'm not cool with it. He says it to me all the time. I don't care for it.
Because I know I make him uncomfortable with it.
I'm sick of Sherrod saying that to me, and then a cab passes me by as if to like punctuate his insult. I have to I wake up every morning clutching my whiteness.
Yeah, but somebody can say that nigga. People can say nigga, and I walk right away. I wouldn't even. It wouldn't control me. Like, you can't say something to me and make me rage out.
I'm more of a.
That's just a dumb thing to say. That's something somebody stupid would say.
Yeah, I mean, it really is something stupid
to
say.
So, even to the person you're saying it to, they should not. Well, how would you respond to that? Just laugh and fucking walk away because that person's dumb.
I mean, who would say
that? That's what Nicole Brown Simpson said to OJ, and then.
Yeah, that's what she gets. They'll turn your back on a fucking Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll slice your eye open.
They said.
That was their dirty talk.
What's our next racist moments?
These are some good ones.
They're great. This is great Joe called in.
I'm trying to think of some really good random ones here.
I want to know what's going on with Vince McMahon's daughter and that whole nonsense. She's a pain in the ass.
Which one?
But
with the Vince McMahon Stephanie.
What's Stephanie company? But if you want to watch something
Jordan
good.
Lanza.
No, I haven't watched wrestling since.
Watch the transformation of the one man gang into Akeem the African Dream. It's the most racist moment you could watch on YouTube.
Hey,
what is that?
Mean Gene Okerlund goes to Africa, air quotes. It's like a movie set
screen?
That looks like a Brooklyn Street.
Sesame Street.
And he's by a trash can that's on fire. And
what's his name? What's the guy's name?
Mean Gene Okerlund.
No, the other one. I know Mean Gene.
Man gang was like a street tough, like a 400-pound street tough gimmick, and then they transformed him into Akeem the African Dream.
Wait, what was he? Clean water?
If you can bring it up and play the audio.
Was he potable drinking water?
Drinkable water.
Plenty of it.
This is by far the most racist
being brought
video.
Back?
That is too. That's just
the African
an abomination.
And I also noticed this, by the way. I've only touched upon black racism in wrestling. I haven't even gotten to the Asian.
I can only imagine.
Please tell us about the Asians. Please, yeah. Please. They do, like, Funaki? What was that?
What's Funaki?
Show Funaki?
Oh, my God.
The most racist shit. Go ahead, Joe. Talk about it.
There's a serious long lineage in wrestling of basically taking Japanese wrestlers, bringing them to America, putting them in a rice hat and calling them Ping Pong Bing Bong.
Yeah.
That's one of the most
Ping Pong Bing Bong. I met him at Comic Con. Mr. Bong. Mr. Pong, sir, would you sign this?
It's so degrading.
Hey, Ping Pong Bing Bong versus the African Dream.
It's the Ping Pong Bing Bong versus the African Dream, yes.
Oh, boy.
That's a dream match. But no, that's like a very, very popular, like, known thing is that right now in WWE, they probably have about, I'd say, at least 100 people under contract.
Right.
I will give you a guess of how many Asian people they have under contract.
How many?
I'll give you a number. It's somewhere between 0 and 1.
So it's 0?
They have an Asian midget?
Somebody's got some percentage Asian in them.
They got one Asian guy. I'm pretty confident of that. I don't think there's one Asian.
But
one
why is that? Why?
And what he watches the costume.
Because I think that, like, the WWF, it would help the WWF to show more, like, and diversity.
By the way,
everybody likes it.
I don't watch a lot, but I assume they at least had a diversity in terms of, like, a rainbow of racist characters.
Yes.
You know, like.
They do have a rainbow of racist characters.
I guess.
But some people, here's the thing with WWF. It's like, WWE. It's so racist. It's so racist, and they use racism, but even in that, they get racist against using other people.
Can I test this on you? You all and Joe on the phone, but you tell me if this, because it was like half-cock theory I just made right now on my thinking about it. Do you think a lot of like pop things that start out as black things, right?
Right.
They get filtered through professional wrestling specifically more than anything else, and then comes out the other end into pop white culture, and then that's when black, like, so by the time when it goes through wrestling, like the pieces of it, that's how it gets like whiteified into a mall, like a mall thing.
I see what you're saying.
And I think pro wrestling is like maybe one of the major gateways of that.
Yeah.
Like, you're the man, dog, or you know, like some shit like that.
Yeah.
Comes through from the hood, through wrestling, because everybody likes wrestling. Like, black people like wrestling, too. Yeah. So that it comes in through black people.
I live long enough.
Exit and comes out white after
it's
done.
I think it's Twitter now. I think that's just Twitter now.
I live long enough to see wrestling before hip-hop.
I said half-baked theory.
I remember wrestling before hip-hop had any touches on it. Any fingerprints on it.
Yeah.
It was the whitest shit ever. Right. And hip-hop was going on, but wrestling wasn't no parts of it.
When did hip-hop come into it?
Too cool.
ECW?
In the 80s, when, like, Run-DMC, Aerosmith came out. Oh, wow. And then they started showing black people and hip-hop being cool and rock.
The 80s really were a time of mashups, weren't
they? I'm telling you.
Bizarre mashups.
I'm telling you.
Nothing was better than Too Cool, though, man. Scotty Too Hottie. Grandmaster, what was his name?
Sex
Grandmaster
A.
Sex A. Yeah, oh man, they were the best.
That was 90s.
That was like early two. That's like 2000.
They used to hang with Rikishi.
They used to hang with Rikishi. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was
and
well
do the
out.
Worm and shit.
I was well out of wrestling by then, and I was just fucking girls, like groups of girls at a time.
I was 10.
So was I.
To back to the Asian thing, the thing that makes it even more fascinating about the failure of the Asians
right.
in WWE is that in Japan specifically,
right.
it's like one of the biggest hotbeds.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
So that's really where all the crazy. Hardcore shit came from.
So why
all
are they
the barbed wire matches and shit, isn't that Japanese being brought over here?
Why do they shut them out?
I have no idea.
I don't know what it is.
Is it a size thing? I mean, is it literally that? Like, there's.
I think that is.
Can't be.
It has to be.
Caitlin texted because they all look the same. No, but seriously, is that what it is? Like, not that they all look the same, but a size. Because wrestlers, I noticed, are already smaller now. They used to be big fucking guys. And
oh,
now
yeah.
they're like.
They were the biggest
They're small to
ever.
Me, but they're like 6'4", like my height. Is that a thing? Because those Asian wrestlers got to be tiny people, right? Or am I wrong?
Some of them are. I mean, some of them are really, really big guys.
Like, Yokozuna was huge.
But right. you have some small wrestlers like the
he
champion.
He was Samoan, by
Bryan.
The way.
Seth Rollins is really
good. Oh, he wasn't even Japanese. This
no,
is how little
that's
I know.
WWE taking a fat Samoan and turning him into a sumo wrestler.
But look
he's
at Daniel
black,
Bryan.
Okay?
Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was the champ. He's a small dude.
Right,
I mean, he's tiny.
And but he has the pedigree of being UFC. And that's how you get, how a small guy gets in, right?
Or he
no?
wasn't
I don't
UFC.
Know. He wasn't UFC. I don't remember.
Oh, Daniel Bryan. I'm sorry. I'm confusing him with. I'm totally fucking
And
stupid.
He only yeah. got ahead okay. because the fans loved him.
Right.
But Vince wasn't going to make him his guy. It's all
I
about
agree.
Marketing. That's the answer. Vince is never going to market
So
somebody.
Then that doesn't make sense not to have like a black superstar, especially if it's about marketing.
If
that
it's about marketing,
sense.
Who's bigger? Who gets what?
Who's cooler than a black
I'm
guy?
I'm just saying Vince is
it.
A 70-year-old
You're
man.
Right. You're right.
So
I'll bet he doesn't want, he wants it in nice, like, and I'll bet you it's so, like, deep in him, he doesn't even think about it, like, I don't want a black guy, but he goes, we want a classic look.
Yeah.
I'll bet that's what's in his head consciously.
Yep. Easily.
You know what I mean? But never out loud is he in his head, like,
and
no,
his
it's
wife,
not that I'm trying to hold them back.
His wife is a senator.
She's not a senator. She lost twice.
Oh, she did lose. Yeah. Thank the Lord Jesus. Because if you sleep in the same a pillow away from that brain, I can't trust you.
Oh, yeah.
I can't trust you.
There's been a lot of instances, like, for example, in wrestling, one group of people that in the last 10 years have gotten a fair shake, the Mexicans.
Well, there's a lot of wrestling from there, too, right? That's a big pedigree of wrestling.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
acrobatic shit.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Luchador
Eddie Guerrero,
shit.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio, both former champions, and actual champions, too, not the
right.
shitty sheet cake title.
That's because
like
the fan base, the Mexican fan base, is gigantic.
Gigantic.
But isn't the black fan base?
Of course.
The Latino and Mexican
you know,
fan base.
Is it like, but
the white fan base would love the black wrestler. So you don't even need a black fan base to get... they all like Michael Jordan.
You know
they'll have the white teammates.
I always forget that it's like... the same thing with like Jews, especially like being in New York... where people talk about there's not that many Jews. We're like, there's tons of Jews. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right,
like,
but when you get out
and
there.
And I'm like, aren't there tons of black people? That like, right, because I live here, and but there's vast swaths of blackless areas where
yeah.
I guess,
oh,
where
yes.
it's like, they don't fucking...
I wouldn't say vast it. Swaths of blackless areas. Not in America. It's not.
Not
well, then,
really.
Shouldn't there be more?
There
it
are.
Is not.
Well,
then, it's vast swaths of like opportunity for black people.
No,
there's
concentrations.
Some blackless
of,
places, man.
Yeah, there's. I mean,
yeah, but it ain't vast.
No, it's
it
not
feels
vast.
Like it. I mean, when I went to Montana, it felt like a vast.
Well, Montana's vast for anybody with a whole fucking mouthful of teeth.
A boy can dream.
Dude, you know what? I mean,
Montana
I would
have
joke,
a lot of people at all.
Listen, as much as I would joke, that's the dream of blackless place. When you go to when I go to an actual blackless place, it feels so weird. Like,
yeah.
it's like almost uncomfortable. Like, I feel like I'm in a science fiction thing.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of whiteless places, too. You do understand this. A
well,
lot of
the bottom line is you don't want to
like the west side of Baltimore.
Anywhere, I don't care. Anybody wants to be something where it's all the same type of people. That's
I
like
don't.
Nothing good about
but
that.
But something is nothing good. That never leads to anything good.
But some people are like that's our dream is to get to that, and like that's horrible.
But that's their dream. Let them have it. Let them have that fucking dream. I'd rather them there away from the people who want to be together than fucking all up on top of me trying to shoot me in the ass because I'm trying to cross the street in front of the house.
Oh, well, listen, in fairness to me, I did tell you that it's alternate side of the street.
You did.
Parking out of-
All right, we got 3 minutes. Let's go. Not even three, 2 minutes.
Oh, shit, we're done?
We're almost done. We got to play the song on the way out. Jordan, so say what time's your Caroline's and all that again?
At Caroline's, Wednesday, October 14th, everybody. Caroline's on Broadway.
Go see Jordy Rock. He's fucking great. I remember when Jordy first started coming around, and now he's a fucking headliner. He's been like, hey, Jordan grinding, was out there grinding.
He's grinding.
I would always
see
him.
One thing I give him, just like me and Tom, I 100%
give
shit.
It to Jordan. I watched him fucking grind like a real motherfucker. Like, yep. Clubs that I was like, I don't want to work there no more. I show up and Jordan, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was out for a long time.
Yeah, go check out Jordan, man. Well, yep. Give him the dates one more time.
October 14th, everybody, next Wednesday.
At Caroline's.
Caitlin, what, you got anything?
Yeah, on Friday is the last Naked show at the Creek in the Cave at midnight. And on Saturday, Allison, friend of the show, and I are co-hosting at New York
Allison
Comedy Club.
Yep. Nice.
Last chance to see Caitlin's box tattoo.
Yep, is this Friday. And then you can see me do real comedy on Saturday at New York Comedy Club.
Okay. What do you got going?
I'm about to tape my pilot, but it's not. I don't.
It's not. You get long.
Oh, Benders! Watch Benders on AFC. I episode. That.
Nice.
And yeah.
Yes, I got. All right, I got that New York Post article coming out next week about Tracy Morgan. Make sure you pick it up. It's gonna be great. You know, I gave a little shout to Trace.
Can I follow up with a shitty little plug to my podcast.
Yes,
you may.
yeah, it's we're the Wrestling Soup.
The Wrestling Soup. You're great, by the way. That podcast
dude,
is great.
That was a great, great calling, dude. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're 9:30 Thursday nights. You can go to WrestlingSoup.com. Follow us on Twitter at WrestlingSoup. And I'm at Joe Numbers. So
Joe with family now.
Yeah.
It's Numbers? That's how you... What, Numbers?
Yeah. Well, you know, much like anybody that's involved in wrestling, is I kind of had to change the name up. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't...
Does that racist web extend this far, Joe? Joe Numbers. I will call you.
His mom will call the numbers. I will call the numbers.
On our title, put Joe Numbers, please. The German spelling.
I had to go with the Italian stereotype just to keep the wrestling going.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you, man.
Well, thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate
it.
Yeah, that was
great.
Come back soon.
Thank you, Jordy, for coming in.
Thank you, man.
Filled
thanks
in the empty fucking chairs, man. It was getting weird and lonely for a minute.
This was great. I like it when it's just us talking, kicking it. We got more guests coming in next week and all that, but you know, it's the fam. Kyle, thanks for coming too, man.
Yeah. All right.
Kyle's a great actor, man. I was watching some History Channel shit. This thing is playing somebody in a period piece.
Oh, really?
It was great. He fit in more there than in 2015.
Yeah, all right.
He had the whole look. We're Crispix addicts, nigga.
All right,
yeah, we race wars. Peace out, man. See you next time.
One.